Well, good morning, everybody. It's Kat Simons. What's going on around Richmond? Well, right now, it's BK. How are you?
Hey, Kat. I'm doing great.
I'm so glad and excited to talk to you. Tell everybody who may not know who you are and what you do.
Hey, I'm just a country boy trying to find my way in the big city. on the real, BK Fulton, I'm the chairman and CEO of Solidify Productions. We are a feature film, TV, and production company based right here in Richmond, Virginia.
Well, I think that's pretty exciting. So tell folks what you have been doing in the past, what you're doing now, and I know you're going to be doing more in the future. So let's start with what you've already done and go from there.
Okay. Well, last year we published 8 books, The Adventures of Little BK. It's the overall title is Mr. Business. And we wanted to make sure we had something for the young people. And so we created these books about being yourself, rocking your own gear, loving the skin that God put you in. We also created a magazine called Soul Vision Magazine. We have that magazine out there, and we have a TV network. And then we have this, and we have this cool film company, and we just released One Angry Black Man actually in June 5th, and that movie was said to be like the most important film release. A Pulitzer Prize finalist film critic gave it a 3 out of 4 stars. The Boston Herald gave it a high remarks, a B+. San Francisco Chronicle weighed in, Houston Chronicle, Washington Post. And so we've got some really great reviews, and it's been so good that that the theater said they want to show it virtually even before they open. And now we're in almost 100 theaters as well.
Oh, my gosh, congratulations. You're in the theaters now?
Yeah, so what they do is a new thing called a virtual screening. So the theaters will send a link out to their fans, and then they can choose to watch the film on demand. So it's kind of cool.
I think that is so amazing. You know, at a time where we're not getting to see new films, now we can. I think this is awesome. And your timing is pretty good, too, don't you think?
I think so. I think it's divine, in fact, with so much going on. I mean, it's a lot of folk out in the streets and fighting for justice and fighting for to make the world better. And this film came out, and it touches on all the issues. A lot of people say it kind of kickstarts the conversation on race and class. It talks about some of the inequities and why people are upset. And deals with trauma that many people of color oftentimes experience in just operating in general society. And so I think it's absolutely great time.
Well, now, what was your motivation with the film?
Well, we like to tell good stories, positive stories. We created the film company because we didn't want to be the typical media company that when it talked about women and minorities, it talked about them from their sorrows, the negative experiences. We thought that and felt strongly that if you tell these other stories, the stories of us winning or the stories of how we work together to make change for the better, that that's going to be more of a media with a message.
Right.
And so what we did with this film was we took real conversations, a classroom setting, so it felt safe. And we had a protagonist who was a scholar 8 weeks away from graduation, and sent him to his favorite black literature class, and experienced the trauma where he was falsely arrested. And he's got to carry that trauma to class and lead the class at times. And they're talking about great writers, Zora Neale Hurston, Ta-Nehisi Coates, August Wilson, and James Baldwin. And so the young people are getting into it. They have this great professor who's driving the conversation, and everything comes out. Every ethnicity is represented, every political persuasion, LGBTQ is represented. And it's just really honest. And so people love the movie because of its authenticity.
I just think that is so amazing. You've done so much good things, and you told me before we started interviewing that you're going to just go write another book. You can't sit still, can you?
No, Kat, I can't sit still. Even though I was on a long weekend, I had been emailing back and forth. You know, we've got a lot of really, you know, positive feedback from the film.
Sure.
And so people wanted to weigh in, and I felt like I should, you know, respond back. And this one guy, we just kept going back and forth to the point where I was like, the emails are, like, solid. So I sent them to my publisher, and she was like, yo, we could publish this.
Wow.
So we created this. Yeah, so it's going to be a book. It's called The Tale of the Tea. And we're going to have some articles that we both had published independent of each other. We'll put those in the book, a few other things, and we'll probably make it available sometime August or September.
Well, I think that's amazing. So another book to look forward to, and I'm sure you're going to do another film, right?
Absolutely. We've got at least two or three more coming out this year. We've got Joseph. It's an Afro-Caribbean movie about a young doctor looking to go to Africa to find his roots. That'll be coming out pretty soon. And then we have a film called Freedom's Path that'll probably be out around the November time frame. It's set in the antebellum period around the time of the Civil War,
yeah.
But it's a friendship movie. And we think that one might be an Oscar contender. We're really swinging for the fences on that.
Well, it's amazing because you're teaching, but you're doing it in a positive light, and I just think that's awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, somebody's got to tell these stories, and the reason I do them is because getting that positive changed my life. When I was an engineering student at Virginia Tech, my first couple of years didn't go so great. I admit I was playing a lot of ball and hanging out with the honeys. And so, you know, but then I figured that maybe I wasn't going to do good in school, so maybe I'll join the Army or something. So I went to the library to plan my escape from college and found myself in the section, in the E-185.5 section, which is the section on black people, and started reading about all these accomplishments, first open-heart surgery, blood plasma, the filament for the light bulb, the patent drawing for the telephone. And I'm like, wait a minute, my people did all that?
Aww.
I belong here. And so, but when you think about it, I was like, okay, so I went from the probation list to the dean's list to the board of directors governing the school. And so I'm like, if reading about my history and heritage can do that for me, and what would happen if I could put it on the big screen and get great talent and great music and a nice score and have the whole drama of it laid out, but that medicine, that blueprint for success? And so that's what we're doing. So our first film was called River Runs Red. It had Taye Diggs, John Cusack, George Lopez, and Luke Hemsworth. It opened in theaters.
Yeah.
And people were like, BK, that was your first film? I mean, yeah, that was the first one. Because, you know, sometimes when you say Richmond and not Hollywood, they think that your stuff might be raggedy.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we're bringing the real stuff. It's feature-length films. You can get it the same place you buy other feature-length films. I mean, the current one, One Angry Black Man, the cinematographer, Hans Charles, is the same person who shot the 13th for Ava DuVernay. Same guy.
Wow. How do you know all these people?
You know, I like to tell people God is in the details. I mean, one of the most important things to learn is that you don't have to know everything. You need to know your lane. So I'm a businessman. I used to run a little phone company called Verizon.
Right.
And so I know how to pull people together.
Right.
And between my wife and I, we have a fairly strong Rolodex. And so we reached out to people. So I was starting a film company. So I said, well, who's helped someone else to start a film company? So we said, well, hey, the guy who helped Spike Lee to start 40 Acres lives in Norfolk. So maybe he'll help.
Wow.
And so I called, talked to Monty, had dinner. Monty Ross is part of the team. He's our president of film and production. Then a guy who founded Urban World, the largest multicultural film festival in the world, he said, hey, my best trailer guy and editor, his name's Q. He understudied under Joel Schumacher and Martin Scorsese, helped to create the original MoviePass. So I reached out to Q. He was in Brooklyn. He was like, I told him what the mission of the organization was and the kind of films we were looking to put out. He was like, all right, I'm down. So he came to Richmond.
Wow.
So we have all these people in Richmond, and then we worked with some young directors and people who were hungry and wanted their shot. And I was willing to give them their shot, and we ended up with, you know, four films in our first year. So as crazy
Amazing.
As this is we're the first independent film company to do 4 feature-length films in our first year.
Yeah.
We'll probably release another 4 in our second year and another 4 in the third. So we're putting it out, but and they're really good films. I'm proud of them. I mean, they've been on Netflix. We've had distribution with Lionsgate, distribution with Gravitas Ventures, distribution with Byron Allen's Freestyle Media. They're the ones that are delivering, distributing One Angry Black Man right now. And so it's become kind of its own entity almost, because people have these really interesting reactions, but all of them say, you know, I needed to see this film. I need to go read the book that it talked about. So it's positive. It's really great when your art has that kind of impact on people.
You are such a blessing to so many people. I'm so inspired talking to you. I mean, what would you say to the young folks out there who are just kind of like, don't know what to do next?
I would say that a professional writer, a professional creator, is just an amateur who didn't quit. So number one to the young people, just start doing it. Get your pen and paper and just start writing. If you've got an idea, or if you like filming, go out and start shooting. Take that iPhone, take that Samsung phone, take that Android phone, go out there and start filming. You can start your little YouTube channel. You can start a blog. You can record yourself, but create. You got feelings. There's a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
Maybe capsulize that and put it into a recording. And before you know it, they start creating a body of content. And and you reach out to people like yourself or myself, and you share it. I mean, we're always looking for content on our TV network. We have over 400 hours that's available on Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Roku, and every mobile phone in the world.
Wow.
Soulvision.tv, check it out.
Yes, that's amazing. And how do we go about following you on social, staying in touch with you so that we always know what's going on? Because you're moving fast.
I'm moving fast. So BK Fulton on IG and on Facebook, solidify.com on the web. And then you can get to all our properties, soulvision.tv, Soul Vision Magazine. So any of those kind of things. You can also Google me, and then the company comes up. I think they got us in Wikipedia now. So we're easy to find. We're not hiding. And we plan to do at least 70 films. And we love, you know, shows like yours. We love bringing that positive, authentic vibe to the community. We like to tell people, we are lifting the kids and the culture, and we, you know, check us out. We've got magazines, TV, books. We wrote 8 books in 2019, eight children's books.
Oh, my goodness. And I love it.
Yeah.
So we can find the books anywhere. We can go to your web stuff and your social and find out what the books are.
Right. So all the books are on Amazon. They're also on Caribou. And right now, so Caribou won Time Magazine's top 100 best inventions for 2019. It's the leading global read share app. So a parent, grandparent, caring adult can read live with their child, turn the pages of the book or draw with the child from anywhere in the world. And it's all on the Caribou app. And so what we did was we put all the books there, and it's free for all military families. And then during the pandemic, the service is free for everybody.
Wow.
So that's the way they can see the books. But the books are also on Amazon. You can also get a summary of all the books on the company website, solidify.com, SolidifyFly.com, solidify.com. And we try to make the stuff easy to get to. We give away the lesson plans and curriculum. If a teacher or a homeschooler wants to do some schooling around the books, because they all have a message and they're all a positive and encourage reading and journaling. And we're just doing our part. And if everybody does their part, I wrote this article recently and I called it The Divine Puzzle of Life. And if you bring your peace and I bring my peace and your neighbor brings their peace, everybody brings their peace, then we can put it together. And the picture is always love. What the world needs is more love.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. And you're so right. Because I often think to myself, we just need to love each other, you know?
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, where did you grow up, BK?
I grew up in Hampton, Virginia.
Yeah.
Both my parents are educators, so they're 40-year teachers. And I had a two sisters, one older and one younger. I was in the middle. My youngest sister has a disorder on the autism spectrum called Rett syndrome, R-E-T-T
yes.
syndrome.
Yes.
So she didn't walk or talk. But the cool thing about my little sister, Shauna, is she taught me a lot because I had to take care of her before I could go out and play. And while before my parents got home from work, it was just me, so I had to feed her and stuff like that. And I learned to pay attention. And I think that was the beginning of my superpowers, because if you pay attention, people tell you what they need. You can see what's necessary. When I looked out in the world after I retired from the phone company, I saw that young people needed a blueprint for success.
Right.
And so what I realized I could create with these with films and media and good content is a bit of a blueprint for a successful life. And I haven't even told you about the other stuff. I mean, I sing, I cook, write music. Yeah.
You sing and cook?
And write music, yeah.
And write music. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How in the world? You have so much energy. That's amazing.
Look, I wrote this. I'm going to share something with you if you got a little bit more time.
Sure.
I wrote this when I was 16, and it's inspired by my little sister. And so my wife encouraged me to publish it. So I published it when I was 50, but I wrote it when I was 16.
Yeah.
And it's about her. It's called Shauna. Uh-huh. A gazing little boy stopped and asked, "Can you run?" Yes, adjusting her leg brace. "Can you dance?" Yes, adjusting her position in her wheelchair. "Are you happy?" Yes, adjusting her gaze towards heaven. "Big brother, now that you are a man, in your newfound wisdom, don't count me out. I run in my mind. I'm an Olympian. I dance in my dreams. I'm a debutante. And I am happy because I am alive."
Oh, that is amazing. So touching. Such a beautiful tribute. I love that.
Thank you. When I was growing up, I always believed that to whom much is given, much is expected, right?
Right.
But I thought the much was a specific thing. One person's ability to express themselves in words. One person's ability to play the violin or the piano or to shoot hoops, whatever their talent was. And then as I got older, I realized that the gift wasn't a specific thing necessarily. The gift was waking up. The gift was life.
Yeah.
And if you woke up, you're on the hook, white or black, old or young, fully capable or with some challenges. If you have this thing called life, you have all you need to be better, to give something back. And then when you look at it like that, then all of a sudden, everybody, again, back to that divine puzzle, everybody has value. And I learned how to be a better man because of caring for my little sister. So then the gift of intuition, the gift of sensing, because she couldn't tell you always in traditional words what she needed, but she would put out her leg a certain way if she was hungry or make a certain sound if she needed to use the restroom. And so if you learn to pay attention, so then I took those skills into the corporate world. And so I knew who was telling the truth. I knew who was jiving. I knew who I had to work on a little more. And I thank my sister unequivocally for helping me to groom those skills and add those skills to the stuff I was learning in school. And it helped me to navigate the corporate waters.
Oh, wow. That's absolutely beautiful. You know, I always say that there's no disability. You know, it's folks with ability. I mean, they teach you a lot, you know?
Absolutely. And then sometimes it can be hard because there's a lot of work that can go into it.
Yeah.
But I had a friend who told me this recently, which I thought was really beautiful. He was like, you know, God blesses you and doesn't put more on you than you can handle. And think about for your sister. So she has never committed a sin. So she is actually, we know she's going to heaven.
Yes.
We know she's pure. And God put her in your life to look out for her.
Aw.
Think about that.
That's good. That's good. I love that. Well, now tell me about your cooking. Do you have recipes to share with us, too?
My wife says I make the best salmon in the world. So I post things. If we're friends on Facebook, you get kind of the full expression of BK. And there, now and then, I put up pictures. And then people say, send the recipe. The thing is, Kat, I make it up. I just get inspired. And I go in the kitchen. I don't get no measuring cup. Yep. Well, I've got a little bit of this, a little bit of, I'm looking in the cabinets. You know, let me try some of this. And the thing is, because I guess I don't know all the cooking rules.
Right.
I break a lot of rules. I mean, I'll put out some honey, and I get some ginger and stuff, and maybe some stuff that don't go together. By the time I'm finished with it, it's like, oh, this finger licking good right here. I mean, we'll be in here licking the bowl.
You cook like my grandmother did, and she was the best cook I ever met. I mean, she didn't have any recipes. So I'm like, Grandma, can I have that recipe? What's she talking about? I don't have any recipe.
Right. Just get in there and cook.
Yes. And you're singing, so have you recorded some songs?
We released our first album on May 4th. It's on all the digital platforms. It's a soundtrack for a movie that's currently on Netflix called Love.com. That's one of our movies. And the soundtrack is called The Social Experiment by the Love.com band. And I wrote two of the songs, and I'm singing on the last track.
Oh, my
gosh. It's a love song I wrote about my lady. It's called Will You. I'll give you a little bit. Not too much, though, because I want folks to go check it out. But
okay.
Will you lean on me? Can I lean on you? Will you tell me what you need? Can I talk to you? Baby, will you talk to me? That's a little bit of it, a little song.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I've got to ask you about your lady. She must be extremely special.
She is one of a kind. I feel like I'm equally yoked, and she's my muse. We're both lawyers by training, but, you know, you wouldn't know it if you spend some time with Jackie. She's very humble. She walks in a room and lights up a room. She's smart as a whip, and she has my back 100%. And so I think, you know, one thing we talk about, selling something to the young people. So go ahead and do your work right. Express yourself. The other thing is take your time in selecting a person that you're going to walk this earth with, that you're going to spend your life with, that you're going to spend some time with. Even if you don't know if it's going to be your one forever, don't settle.
Right.
Value yourself, and you show self-love and high valuation of yourself by picking someone who is aligned with you, who brings lift to you, who is happy when you win, who helps you to win, who is looking out for your best interest even when you're not there. Those are the kind of people you want in your life, and those are the kind of people to make a difference.
You're so right. She sounds wonderful. It takes all that to make it all work, and, you know, take your time. You're right. Patience.
Absolutely. We all go through this life trying to get, and sorry, it's a train going outside. I live by the Triple Cross. Sorry about the train noise, but
that's okay.
Okay, cool. We all go through life trying to figure out who we are and trying to find the best, be the best version of ourselves.
Sure.
And I think it wasn't until Jackie and I got married that I started this full throttle creative expression. So the first book after I got married, the magazine company, the TV station, the movie company, the 8 books I wrote last year, all that stuff started happening because I was happy and because I had the right kind of support and the right kind of partner. I mean, she's a Harvard-trained lawyer, and she's a heck of an editor. She's not an editor by profession, I mean, she's a lawyer. But we got to the place now where even the publisher of my books likes for Jackie to read them.
Right.
Before we release them on Amazon or anything, because she's just that good. I mean, it's like she'll look at stuff that you don't think to look at. And it's helpful because then what I can do as a writer is just focus on getting the ideas out and not worry, do I have every single comma right? Because she'll come by and then check it and say, oh, we should probably put a comma here. What do you think? And so it becomes a collaboration. So I probably should put, you know, I should start putting her name as co-author on everything, because she definitely helped me out that much.
Oh, she sounds absolutely wonderful. Now, back to the film. Go ahead and tell everybody again the title.
One Angry Black Man, on demand right now on all cable, satellite, and dish networks. Anywhere you rent or buy quality films, feature films, it's there worldwide.
Well, I just want to thank you, and I hope that we can chat again. By the time we talk again, you're going to have a bunch of other stuff to tell me. But I've really enjoyed this. You are a blessing. You know, I'm blessed to know you and have had this conversation.
Well, I appreciate it. And we do have some more stuff. But let me share one more quick thing.
Sure.
Pre-show will be out before the end of the year, and that's going to allow all your audience to go to the movies, IMAX, and pay for all their digital services for free of charge.
Ooh.
Free of charge.
Okay.
It's called pre-show. It's coming.
All right. Thank you so much. And you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you, Kat. You too.